This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. I've just got one opening that's going to play all week for this broadcast this week. You're going to hear a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. This week, we're going to be looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to be looking at the second chapter. So that's what's going to be airing this week. Hope you enjoy this program. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to be spending some precious time at home with my wife here at the end of this week. So this program is going to be airing all week. Well, it's about a 45-minute sermon, and it's cut up into five parts. So now for more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's our website. Facebook page is WGOD Radio. And even on Twitter at WGOD Radio, these programs and Sunday sermons are uploaded on those social media sites, usually within a day that they're recorded. Speaking of Sundays, you are invited out to Island Community Church. Now, this coming week, we'll be wrapping up the book of 2 Thessalonians. We'll be looking at chapter 3 this week, Sunday morning at 10:30. You're invited. We'd love to see you out this week at Island. Now, we'll be back again here next week as we continue our study here in the book of Acts here on the radio on WGOD Radio. We've been looking at Acts. I've been taking some time here playing some Sunday sermons just because I got a lot going on in my family right now. So you're hearing some of the sermons I've been preaching at church. But rest assured, we'll be back in the book of Acts again here shortly. So enjoy this message now this week, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
I'm going to read you a little something that, you'll see it on the handout, something that I wrote in my prayer journal this last week. This was as a result of those killings that took place there in Oregon. I've stumbled upon a wonderful truth, and that is this. If you really want to hurt a Christian, then don't kill him. You know, killers say, you're going to see God in a minute, or prepare to meet thy God, as if that was some kind of bad thing. Well, it might be bad for you, but it's not bad for me. The true torture for a Christian is to let him live. The true torture for the Christian is to let him live. You want to really hurt a Christian? Let him live. Let him continue to endure the evil drudgery that surrounds him each and every day. So go ahead and bless me. And take my life. And indeed, you're right.
I will see God in a minute. You misunderstand the entire Christian faith. You've missed everything.
Oh, you're going to see your God in a minute.
Hallelujah, bring it.
Here I am. Heaven awaits me. But I don't boast, because God wants you to be there too. Lord wants you to be there as well. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and they know not what they say. It all, again, boils down to this. People are deceived. They're deceived into doing what they do. So I say to that, I'm ready. How about you? Now today we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For yourselves, brethren, you know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before and were shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed or approved by God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tries our hearts. All right, now Paul here mentioned what had happened to him at Philippi. If you remember, he was taken and arrested there as well, and his crime was being Christian. That's all the crime there is these days, is being Christian. That's the crime. Am I right? Look around today. That's the crime, is being Christian. Being a Christian is never stylish. It brings persecution and trouble around every corner. Sometimes it brings death. And why? Why does all this happen? I'll tell you, plain and simple, the answer to that. You are the eyewitnesses to the value of a human soul. You are an eyewitness to the value God places on every soul. The very God who leaves the 99 and goes after the one that is lost. And you're an eyewitness to the devil's reaction to God's reaction, and how the devil himself values the souls of men. This is why we see the legendary battles that we do. Now, speaking of being shamefully treated at Philippi, Acts chapter 16, if you want to turn there, again, let's set the backdrop here to this chapter and see what Paul meant by this being shamefully treated in Philippi. Acts chapter 16, verse 11. Acts 16:11. I'm going to read this from my Bible translation. Acts 16:11. It says this: therefore, putting to sea from Troas, we set a straight course to Samothrace. And the next day we came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is chief of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were spending some days in that very city. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the city beside a river where prayer was customarily made. And having sat down, we spoke to the women who assembled together there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a dealer of purple cloth of the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord had opened to give heed to the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, then come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. Verse 16. Now it came to pass as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl having a spirit of Python, it's the Greek word pythonos, I've translated that literal, a certain slave girl having a spirit of Python, maybe that's why snakes is so evil, huh? Having a spirit of Python, she met us, who brought much profit to her masters by fortune-telling. This girl, following after Paul and us, was crying out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, being greatly annoyed and turning around, said to the spirit, notice he didn't say it to the woman, he says it to the spirit inside of the woman. Notice how he's greatly annoyed at the truth the lady's speaking here. Funny, isn't it? Again, being greatly annoyed, turning around, he says to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out in that very hour. Imagine that. A demon, that is, a woman possessed with a demon, was speaking the truth and showing people the correct path to eternal life. And Paul's reaction? It says, Paul, greatly annoyed, said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And when her masters had saw that the hope of their profit was gone, they took Paul and Silas and dragged them to the marketplace before the rulers. Bringing them to the magistrates, they said, "These men, being Jews, are agitating our city." Let me warn you, church. Just because someone is speaking the truth, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are of God. Sometimes three truths can still add up to a lie, if you know what I mean. Let's try this. Jesus died for your sins. All your sins are atoned for. All your future sins are atoned for. What difference does it make how I live? I'm forgiven. You got truth plus truth plus truth equals what? Lie. You got to watch out. Truth, truth, truth equals, in this case, a wrong conclusion. So this is what Paul was talking about. That's why I'm saying sometimes even demon-possessed people can speak the truth. I mean, here's a demon that said, listen to the Apostle Paul and everything that he says. And he was annoyed at that and cast a demon out of someone. You can't trust everything that you hear, even when they speak truth. We really could preach on that whole thing in one day here, but we're going to move on. This is what Paul was talking about when he reminded those in Thessalonica about his troubles in Philippi. What happened to him? Now, he was thrown in jail. He was beaten. Remember the rest of this chapter? He counted it all joy when he suffered and encountered various trials. He remembered what his buddy James said, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.